Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero vinyl plank flooring. It provides a genuine weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof and scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active families. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's the final hour of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. And, of course, joined now by the audience of sports mappers from SportsMap 94.1. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. We appreciate you along for the ride. Hopefully you're having a good Thursday. You're buckled in, you're fastened up, and you're ready to go. We are happy to have you along. And now that this is the simulcast until the end portion of the program, you don't have to do anything, and you'll get us till 4, the Blitz till 7.
I like it.
I believe Jerome Solomon
yes.
filling in the co-pilot chair for you today.
Did you hear that yesterday when AJ said he prefers to work with black men?
I did not hear that.
On radio? Well, he says black people. He doesn't say men. He said he prefers to work with black people on the radio. There's a certain level of comfort that he has.
I was wondering why he didn't have you just go back-to-back Thursday and Friday, but he picked Jerome on the second day.
I mean, we've established that I was the bottom of the barrel.
You weren't the first option?
I was absolutely the last option for him. Not by my choice, by his choice. He would have rather, I think, done it by himself than
to have me. He essentially
put
up with you, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that'll be a fun show, him and Jerome. So, J-Rap said, you could always call the person an octogenarian or a septuagenarian.
I know what that means.
I don't know. What the hell is an octogenarian?
No idea.
What the?
I have no idea.
Yesterday he was a meteorologist, and today he's a gynecologist. I don't know. What is he doing?
Chan said, how about calling elderly people crypt keeper? No, that's not appropriate, Chan.
No.
Not appropriate, my friend. I'm sorry.
Don't call him dead either.
Nope. Don't do that.
That would be very nice.
A couple of football news and notes. I guess we have to talk a little sports. Did you know, Nick? I'm speaking to you specifically here. New Madden cover's out.
I did not know that.
Did you see it?
No, who is it?
Take a guess. Just pick a name.
Tim Tebow.
Why on earth?
Well, you're trying to give me clues.
Oh, my God. Why on earth? What was that clue?
A triangle? It was a triangle.
Oh, it's an A.
That was an A. We both said triangle.
I wouldn't have gotten. I don't
know. Your sign language skills are lacking.
Speaking of that, I have something to share with you.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, it's AB.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Trey would have known it right away.
Right,
AB.
That's
AB. What's up, AB?
So Antonio Brown is your new cover of Madden do they just do 2019 now, or Madden 19 is what the kids are calling it?
Right, and I'm not big on the cover. I don't care as long as the game is fun.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's fun when I'm playing against the computer.
Does the jinx still, is that still a thing?
I don't know. I haven't heard. Who was last year's Madden cover?
Let me look that up.
Okay. A couple of news and notes while he looks that up. Free agent cornerback Darrell Revis has announced his retirement.
Yeah, after 11
years.
Yeah. Revis Island is now closed for business.
That's right. Green Bay Packers running back Aaron Jones will end up as the team's starting running back this season. That is the opinion of USA Today's Stu Courtney.
Stu, move on. I'm sure.
Are you disagreeing here?
Well, you got a lot of options. You got Montgomery. You've got Jones. You got both rookies from last year were good. So I don't think that's a done deal.
Okay.
So it's Tom Brady was last year's.
Yeah. So no.
And
jinx.
This year's there's actually two covers. It's Antonio Brown for the regular edition, but the Hall of Fame edition will have T.O. on it.
Oh, that's right. We did discuss that.
So
he jinxed himself.
Yeah.
By not going.
Also, Arizona Cardinals tight end Ricky Seals-Jones was arrested over the weekend for assault, disorderly conduct, and criminal trespassing when he was not allowed to use a bathroom at a hotel.
Did you hear that story?
Gig 'em, Aggies.
Jeez. Did you hear that story?
No. I mean, I just read the news and notes part of it.
So he goes to the W Hotel, which is a highly reputable hotel, and asked to use the restroom. And the employees told him only guests were allowed inside at the time, because I guess it was, you know, towards 2 a.m. or whatever it was. And the employee says he then became combative and allegedly pushed the employee, shoved him in the shoulder area, and that he had to go to the bathroom so badly he attempted to walk past the staff member, but was taken to the ground when hotel staff pushed him. So
it's a big football player down.
That's a big dude to be taken to the ground too. That, but you know he's going to be made fun of. Oh, you're easy to tackle. You got tackled by
Seals.
You got tackled by a receiver. Hotel. Yeah.
Now he's a tight end.
Mm-hmm. He's big enough to be a tight end. He
really
was big dude. Yeah.
Remember you and I did that
6'5", 225.
Yeah, that's tight end.
I mean, he's a big dude.
That's a tight end body.
But he played receiver in college.
Yeah.
And remember he did the show before. That was the first time you and I worked together at A&M.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah, and he was on with John and Sean.
Well, everybody was on. We got left. We got Dave South.
We got Dave South.
Yeah. They got all of the stars. They got, like, the quarterback.
Travis Knight.
Yes. Trevor?
Trevor Knight.
Yeah, they got the...
Billy...
Trevor Knight.
Is it Billy Gillespie?
Yeah. They got everybody, and they were like, here, you can have... Dave South.
And they got Sumlin.
Legend. Yeah.
They got Sumlin. Well, that's because
they got the head basketball coach, the head football coach, Ricky Seals-Jones, and the starting quarterback.
And then they were like...
And all of a sudden we heard...
We got the dog.
Guys, is this where I come for the Texas Aggies report?
We got the mascot. So we got... what the hell's the dog's name? I should know this.
Bevo?
No, that's... That's Texas. No,
wait, what did you
just do?
No, that's not Bevo.
Lassie. We got Lassie.
It's not Lassie. It's not Old Yeller either.
Why can't I remember the damn dog?
Revelry.
Revelry.
Whatever. I didn't go there.
Yeah. Revelry, right?
Revelry's a bar on Richmond. We do remotes from there.
Look, I'm gonna Google Siri and ask. Yeah, Revelry.
Yeah.
Google Siri. Yeah. We got the dog and Dave South.
We got the most out of it though.
And
Dave South was able to tell us about riding his motorcycle to games and where he parks it.
We milked it. That is for sure.
That's information you don't get anywhere.
No,
the fact that he parked his motorcycle at games.
That's right. How much he loved baseball that he was going to quit doing football, but he was going to do
only
baseball?
Right here. Usual suspects. Where does Dave South? What does he drive to the stadium? Motorcycle. Parks it closely. Breaking news.
Calls it Bevo.
No, he does.
No. Just why not?
Deshaun Verlander says you should call old people life deficient. No,
it's a good dude right there.
That is not huh.
Deshaun Verlander's a good dude.
Why? We're not going to call him that.
I thought you were still doing these other quizzes. Are we done with those?
You have a quiz left.
You guys, I feel like everyone lost interest. But I can ask you this quiz.
That's fine.
No, let's do this. Things that men can't stop worrying about in bed. You ready?
Sure.
All right. Women don't like chest hair on a man. True or false?
That's false. I would say true.
The answer is correct. It's false.
Okay, whatever.
Okay.
Every woman is different, of course. The size of a man's penis means a lot to most women. True or false?
False.
See how quickly we did that?
You know who says that?
People with small.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
Answer is false. In one survey, only 1% of women said penis length is very important. Only 20% even rated it important. More than half said it didn't matter at all.
Isn't it the whole motion?
I don't think I've ever
ocean?
Met any of those women. Unfortunately.
Really?
Okay, never met any of those women. What's the average length of an adult penis that is at attention?
5 to 7.
Let me give you the answers. You can't just shout out
your
own. This ain't fill in the blank. Nick's
what?
3.75. 3 point, not that I measured.
Wait, last week.
Average length of an erect adult penis, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 7 to 8, 8 to 9.
5 to 6.
Five to six. Okay. That is correct. Look at you, man. A woman's sexual
I want to be known for getting that right.
A woman's sexual satisfaction depends upon her partner's ability to bring her to orgasm. I think I feel like Beth needs to be here for this segment.
That's what I was going
to
say. I said it earlier.
I would say false.
Quizzes with Beth.
All right. A woman's,
I would say true.
Okay. The answer is false.
Oh, I got one wrong.
Yeah. It says studies show that many women do not mention orgasms when asked about their most satisfying sexual experiences.
Really?
Yep. Hmm. It's just according to this. Okay. Most couples enjoy sex less when the man wears a condom. True or false?
True.
False. True. The answer.
I meant false.
Women enjoy sex less.
The answer is false. Most couples enjoy sex less when the man wears a condom. That is false.
Really?
Yeah. It says in a major survey, people said having sex while using a condom was just as positive as having sex without it.
Okay.
Number six, how many married men 50 to 59 say they haven't had sex in the past year? Boy, we've talked about this before on the show. We have definitely talked about this. Remember the guy that called giving, and he was like,
yeah, the 50,
I'm 55.
55, yeah.
I'm banging like 9 times a week. I'm like, bro, good for you.
Yeah.
How many married men 50 to 59 say they haven't had sex in the past year? Haven't. Is it 8%, 15%, 21%, or 26?
26.
I'm going to say 26. The answer is 21. Good for you. That's a lot, though. How
dry as a bone out there.
How long do men typically take to reach orgasm? 5 minutes, 9 minutes, 18 minutes, 24 minutes.
9 minutes.
I'm going to go 9, too.
I'm going to go 5.
Wow, short timer.
Answer is 5 minutes. So I'm average. which of the following may help a man who has... premature ejaculation, medication, condoms, frequent sex, all of the above.
Super glue?
What? Say it. Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Which of the following may help a man who has premature ejaculation, medication, condoms, frequent sex, or all of the above?
All of the above.
I would agree with that answer too. And that is the correct answer. All those can help.
Remember we
or had, you can call your guys.
Or Greater Texan Health. Or remember we read the article one day a while back. Super glue was the new thing to avoid.
No,
I swear to God.
I'm not doing that.
I found the article that said that. We all said, oh my God, we'd never do that. But that was the thing.
I do remember
with
you
like
mentioning
college
it.
Kids, super glue. I'm like, what do you do? How do you free yourself up when you got to pee?
Yeah. You got to soak it for a while, like a nail polish remover.
Because that'll feel good. Getting on the in skin is going to feel great on that.
All right, let's get through this so we can go to break. Most men have some erection trouble at some point. True or false?
True.
True.
I would say true as well. Yeah, there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's always amazing to me that guys get ashamed about that. This quiz is so taboo to so many people.
But if that happens with a chick. Natural,
like, I get some people are listening right now going, oh my God, this is it's not that big of a deal, really. That's why Beth comes on the radio and talks about this stuff. Right.
Don't you think that, though? So if that happens with you and a chick ever giving you the time of day again, and or do you feel like you got to get a second chance?
It depends on the chick.
I'm molting.
What are you doing?
I just realized my back is peeling. I'm molting right now.
How the hell is your back peeling?
Dude, look at that. It's like my back is
peeling. Why are you putting your dead skin on the studio floor?
Because I don't want it to fall down into my pants.
Aren't you the germaphobe here? And you're dropping your dead skin on the floor?
They sweep.
What are we doing? It's on camera. You're like sprinkling leaves.
Nobody wants to see that.
Whatever. I'm going to take my shirt off and Joel's going to peel my back at the break.
That's not going to happen. I can tell you that. I get you some electrical tape. We'll handle that.
Number 10, not reaching or keeping an erection may need treatment if it happens. Just once, every so often, persistently over 3 months. This has really turned educational.
Persistently over three
months. I'm going to say over 3 months.
Yep. Me too.
That is the correct answer. Nick's all after I give the answer. Three.
I was saying persistently over 3 months is what I meant.
Guys who have ED should avoid drinking.
True.
I don't know why I looked at you first, Nick. That's my bad. That's
not nice.
The answer is, Nick, what did you say? True or false?
If you have ED, you should avoid drinking. Yes. I think you should avoid
drinking. It is false. Studies have not linked moderate drinking with ED.
But isn't the old adage term whiskey?
Nope. I mean, yeah, but that's because you're
under the influence. Because where your body state, you know, like what state your body's in.
Yeah, yeah, that's a one time thing as opposed to them saying that ED is a problem. Last one: as men age, they may need more stimulation to reach orgasm.
As they get older,
true.
Yes, as men get older, do they need more stimulation to reach orgasm?
False.
It is true. Reasons for this can include lower levels of testosterone, side effects from some drugs, and health problems. However, there is no age limit on having a satisfying sex life. So there you go. We, based on the scores that you gave, you got 9 right, 3 wrong.
Is that good?
How about you got 75%? Okay. You got a C. You passed. The results are no worries. You don't get faked out.
I'm still getting the C. I'm good.
You don't get faked out about needless fears. So there you go. Good job.
Right, there you have it. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. It is the usual suspects, and we are simulcasting on SportsBet 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. Back in just a bit.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back in the final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's Thursday. Having a good time. Hope you are, too, wherever you are in your day. We appreciate you taking us along on the way. What's up?
What's up?
Just checking in to see what's up. I mentioned one thing from earlier in the show. We were talking about sign language and things like that because you said my signing was bad. Mm-hmm. But I posted it on my Twitter in looking for stuff for the show today. Remember when the hurricane hit and we were talking about how animated the sign language people were when they were trying to get from the weather service and all that and the mayor's press conferences, how they were really like, they were mouth. Well, I mean, it reminded me of this. I found, and I can retweet it again, but I tweeted it out. I found that this is a thing now where they're signing at concerts.
I've seen it at rap concerts too.
Yeah. And I've seen that as well. So the deal is someone posted out there that there was a hard rock concert, and they had a video from their phone from the corner of the stage where the female interpreter goes. It was a Slayer concert. We've made fun of Slayer before. She goes absolutely nuts. And like in segments of the song where there's no lyrics, she's just doing like air drums and like power guitar and going absolutely crazy. And here.
Oh my God.
Like if the lead singer screams, she is so dramatically animated.
Yeah.
It's in like the process. Oh, and she knows the music. Yeah, she's gyrating a little bit.
Why is she playing air guitar?
Because that's
how does that translate? They can see him playing the guitar. I don't need to see you mimicking him playing the guitar. I just need you to give me the lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're getting more than that. You're getting way more than
your
money.
She's jamming, though.
Oh, yeah. She goes crazy. Like, she knows the music.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so I'm going to retweet this. But, yeah, that was...
It's kind of like putting on the hits.
Okay.
It's like, kind of a lip sync thing. But then she's playing air guitar and air drums and back and forth. And that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I do know. Did you see the one there was a rapper who couldn't speak, and so he
isn't that an oxymoron?
No, be nice.
But I'm asking a question. If you're a rapper but you can't speak,
there actually is. There's like a deaf rapper.
Yeah, he writes all of his lyrics.
Oh, I thought okay.
And then he signs it, and then there's a guy that raps the lyrics for him. So it's the reverse.
I've seen a news package on it. It was actually one of the local TV stations. Yeah, I forgot which one.
Instead of there being a signer at the rap concert for the hearing impaired, it's there's a rapper on stage because
I've seen it. Yep.
Yeah. Pretty fascinating.
I was pretty impressed by the story too. I had no idea that even existed.
Me either. But when you talk about perseverance and not giving up on a dream and not letting stuff hold you
good
back,
point.
I feel bad when I'm like, man, I don't want to go to work today. This dude is deaf.
I saw on YouTube too,
chasing his dreams.
On America's Got Talent on YouTube, there was this female singer who lost her hearing beginning at the age of 18. She lost it at 18, and she still sings. She's been singing since she was a little girl, but she lost her hearing at 18. She's 29 now, and then she literally sings like, she feels the vibrations through the stage, and that's really what keeps her on beat. And yeah, it was a crazy story.
That was amazing.
And she's 29 now, and she can still sing.
I've always felt like I'm not strong enough mentally that I would be able to handle stuff like that.
Yeah.
I admire those types of folks.
I would not be able to.
Like Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder.
That was like my first.
Guys like that are folks
example
that
have, was Ray
that,
Charles.
That,
would yeah, have been Ray Charles.
Guys and women out there that have prosthetic limbs and still do amazing things.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, I don't know. Those are special folks, man, because I don't know if I would have the mental fortitude.
And you got to think about, because they say that when one of your senses is taken away, the others are highlighted more.
Yep.
But when you think about the Stevie Wonder Ray Charles mentions, I've seen Stevie Wonder in concert, and I'm telling you, when we all work for the Rockets, and a lot of us went to that show, and you sit by the stage where you can see all the instruments he's playing and the keyboards and everything that he's doing, and you're like, oh my God, like you talk about a mind like a steel trap, but it's muscle memory within your mind too. It's just crazy how talented those guys are.
Really is.
Yeah, so. I've always mentioned the Ray Charles thing because he was initially a kid with sight.
Right,
and
right.
And then he lost it. And dealing with it at such an early age, that's perseverance. Or even like a prosthetic, like example, you talk about using a prosthetic leg. I mean, when someone has a prosthetic leg, when did that person lose their leg? Did they lose it 35 years into their life where they were completely used to having both legs? Or was this something they were born with? Because it's two completely different challenges.
A great example that we brought up recently, Nick Newell. The fighter, the MMA fighter who's in the UFC now, who doesn't have a hand.
Yep.
He's literally fighting with one hand, and he's made it to the UFC.
Shaq Griffin.
If I was another great example. If I was born with one hand, I don't know if I'm making it to the NFL or to the UFC.
That's crazy.
That's a whole other level of tough.
No doubt. And determination. I mean, you talk about having that drive inside. Yeah, just the dedication, like you're saying. That's amazing.
Yeah.
An MMA fighter, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
One hand.
Crazy.
I saw him way back in the day.
And it was kind of a story because a lot of people were making the argument for him to eventually make it to the big show, which is the UFC. And he
Our show?
Well,
this is the big show.
Very good point.
Well, the UFC and then the bigger show, which is the Usual Suspects. But yeah, and he eventually did. But like he was, you know, he was obviously on the local MMA circuit for a long time because not any promoter from a major league was just going to throw him in there with one of their fighters that are incredibly trained.
When you think about it, it's pretty amazing that he can even pull off submissions.
Yep.
But he does.
Wow.
Pretty wild.
Hey, that'll make you think. Another thing that'll make you think, we got a story coming up after the break. How about a big-time quarterback in the NFL who decided to dabble into the porn star industry instead of just realizing that he could probably have his pick?
She ain't even hot.
Yeah, Nick and I were talking about that. We'll talk about it with you next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspect.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of the Usual Suspects on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. You know, one of the things we do around here is the name game, where we call two names once a day. And if your name is one of those names and you're the first to be the caller to get in through the line and tell them that you have the same name, you win a prize. Today's prize, $50 gift certificate to Beavers, the laid-back eatery serving barbecued organic meats, inventive cocktails, and microbrew beers. John and Raheel Waddell gave away today's prize to Dennis. Dennis was the first to call. Congratulations, Dennis, for getting a trip to Beavers.
There you go.
Way to go, Dennis.
Good stuff.
That's pretty much D, the big D, going to Beavers. Weren't we talking about that before the break? Just throwing it out there.
I don't know sometimes how I'm supposed to.
I know. I can tell by your face. That's fine. That's why the live stream's so good.
No, that is true. So, which they can see my sweaty armpits, too.
Nick pointed that out.
I've really got to do something about
this. That because what people don't realize is the multiple pictures you took, the portfolio of what's going on your back.
Back peeling.
That's why I threw away my laptop sleeve.
For all the talk of white privilege, peeling from a sunburn is not up there. Just, yeah.
So how much of your skin is on the floor?
I know.
How much of your skin is on the floor right now?
I mean, let's just say if someone died in here, I'm probably going to get convicted.
Yeah, because your DNA is all over the place.
Yeah.
Not that we
but
could
so
say.
But so is yours and his?
No, mine's
remember
not.
When we were talking about the.
What do you think dust is? Dust is dead skin. So your house that's all dusty, that producer's room that's all dusty, because trust me, it's dusty in there.
It's spotless in here. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's all dead skin, and part of it is yours.
You may not be dead, but we by the end of the show, we could probably sprinkle your ashes somewhere.
Yeah, there's. I feel like I said, I feel like a snake, like I'm molting and just shedding my.
Nick, ask
AD
if we got an urn somewhere so we can collect all the ashes from Barry on the floor over there. Jeez. All right, nice. So I teased this before the break, but if you're an NFL quarterback, right, and you're making big-time cash and everything like that, do you really take a porn star out on a date?
Yeah.
If she's hot.
If I'm single and she's hot, I do.
And she's young.
But you then can you have know... your pick of the litter, right? You can have anybody, any chick you want.
Yeah, but you know what the difference between any chick you want and a porn star is? Any chick you want may not do anything you want.
That's true.
A porn star may not be any chick you want, but she'll do anything you want. That's
okay.
A big difference.
Fair enough. But then if you're going to go out on a date with a porn star, don't you want her to be pretty hot?
I mean, yeah, that would be nice.
I mean, unless there's a certain attribute or style that you
like. Sure.
Slump busters excluded.
I mean, yeah, I would like the date. If I'm an NFL quarterback, I would expect the chick to be kind of hot. Yeah.
So TMZ reports last night, Jimmy Garoppolo, the big-time quarterback of the Niners, who was just rewarded with a huge contract, goes out on a date in Beverly Hills with porn star Kiara Mia. For those of you scoring at home, that's K-I-A-R-A-M-I-A. Kiara Mia. Okay, so TMZ catches them at dinner at an upscale restaurant, said that they were cozy, they were sharing toasts at dinner, everything. They left and got into one vehicle. I'm not sure why that's important, but then...
Because they're both going to the same spot now.
It's possible, right?
If they got into separate vehicles, then it might have just been a business meeting.
Okay. All right, so they hit up Avra Restaurant in Beverly Hills, walked in arm, toasted with wine at the dinner table. At the end of the date, the two walked to a waiting car together. Jimmy had a big smile on his face, and Kiara's Instagram account might explain why, in which she has a picture of her posing on one half of the screen, and it says date night in a seductively cut black dress. And on the other side of the screen, it says Four Seasons Hotel Beverly Hills, where she's located. It says, what time is it when she pulls the scrunchie off her wrist to put her hair up? Yes.
It's bow chicka wow wow time.
Mm-hmm. What does Pink Valkyrie refer to the Blue Jays as?
Yes. good for him.
And then there's that. So I guess he's taking advantage of the fact that Silicon Valley, right nearby San Francisco, Silicon Valley, the home of porn. But
is it really the home of porn?
Yeah.
So she's 41 and she's got massive, got great upper body strength.
Pecs. She's got a good... If you're
willing to hear my scouting report, she's got great upper body strength.
Yeah, I want to hear the full report. How's her hip movement?
I don't know. I haven't seen any of her videos, so I couldn't tell you. I've only seen pictures.
Okay.
But she was in a Keeping Up with the Kardashians porn spoof back in 2015.
Okay.
Was she Khloe or Kim?
I would imagine Kim. But I don't know.
She looks like a Kim.
But out of all the porn stars,
if she was Khloe.
So Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, he looks like that good-looking...
He's handsome.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a handsome man.
Why this chick?
No one's judging you.
I'm not worried about it, but why this chick?
That was my question. She is not hot.
You ever seen Summer
Catch?
He
picked the wrong category.
Jerome, I bet, likes her.
Well, we've talked about
this before,
too.
Oh, this is right up Jerome's
alley. With all that ass, Jerome is a big fan of hers.
And then he'll yell at you for telling her she's not pretty.
All that ass has a major hail damage issue.
I would definitely say that she has too much ass, to which Jerome and plenty of the black delegates would say that's not possible.
Yeah, and you're not going to get as much heat as you normally would because this is the end of the show. But yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, it's just excessive. It's excessive.
It's way too excessive.
She's too hippie for me.
But she did, I guess she's having a contest. If you can like guess her boob size. She's doing like a free Snapchat live thing. So you guys want to help me out
That's
here?
Not- you guys gonna
get look at it. What do you think?
Let me go back to the link. You should tweet the 56? Link out.
56?
I don't know. I don't know. Those are just too big for me to guess.
That's what I'm saying. 48. Does it have to be
and
the cup
and
size,
she put,
too?
And she put in, her, in the Instagram post, settle down, guys. It's not L. Like, it's not a size L or something.
I was going to say, do you have to have the cup size, too?
Hold on, let me see.
I'm going to say a 48G.
For Garoppolo.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
About that.
Yeah. Is G a size?
I would imagine. Hold on. I think so.
That's a pretty accurate guess, Barry.
We should probably have Tracy Kelly kind of chime in here.
She don't worry about that. If it's about this, she'll feel free.
Here, let me see the post. All right. Guess my boob size and win a free month to my VIP Snapchat.
Well, we got to win this for Nick.
It's not size L, guys. Relax.
I'm trying to pull up a chart because I don't know what the letters and numbers for all the different bra sizes are. Well, these are CCs. That's too much. G. Yeah, there's a G. Yeah, you could do a 46G.
I thought,
or a 48. What did I say? 48?
48, yeah.
48G.
Yeah, 48.
Try that, Nick. Try 48G.
Done.
Do you only get one guess?
I don't know.
You do it, Joel. You would be in so much trouble.
You do it first,
like
Joel. That way, if it's wrong,
but I can't.
If you did it first and you got it wrong, at least I have an opportunity to win.
Oh yeah, I'll
you
do
too,
it.
Barry.
You, okay.
I also have an alibi because I would just say, and if you don't believe me, go to the podcast.
Yeah, that's true. I'll do it. What's her Twitter?
Instagram, and the Instagram is the only Kiara Mia.
Okay. ATX Hobo Girl said, yes, G is a size.
But it's not an L.
See, you need to get the females, the delegates, the female suspects.
I called for Tracy.
So, well, but you've got ATX Hobo Girls listening.
Pink Valkyrie.
Holly is listening.
Pink Valkyrie.
So we need you guys to, okay, here's the deal. Nick, get a picture of her, tweet it out, tag ATX Hobo Girl, Holly, Pink Valkyrie, and Tracy Cowley, and ask them, what size is this? And use that to make your guess.
Done.
Okay.
I'll tag you
now,
and Joel, too.
Yeah. Listen, you ladies don't let us down now. Do not let us down.
And then when you come in for the production meeting next week after you win, and we're like, where the hell you been? You had late date night last night with Kiara Mia.
Did she get her scrunchie? No. No, because it's just a Snapchat, right?
You get 1 month free to her VIP. Apparently, there's a VIP Snapchat that she has. I guess gives you more access.
Oh,
I bet
you get what
it
I'm
does.
Saying?
Yeah,
I bet it.
And
does.
And I would like access to that 1 month of VIP on Snapchat. I don't. Why wouldn't everybody here would want access to that VIP? Don't even ask.
You just got
I would
done not. Saying she's not all that.
She's not.
Not to go on a date with if you're Jimmy Garoppolo. If you're Nick Sherrara, she's okay. Definitely all that.
Okay. All right.
There might be some news on Melo if you guys want to check. John is cluing me in on this. He got traded, but I don't know exactly where.
Well, that was the trade we talked about yesterday, I would think. We can look it
to
up.
To Atlanta. And
yeah,
then
the
Atlanta is supposed
trade
to
goes
wave
through. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. So we give you news before it becomes actual breaking news. Melo to Atlanta for Dennis Schroeder.
I'm not
Schroeder.
Seeing it.
Okay,
anywhere.
Well, I can give you what I heard yesterday was Melo to Atlanta for Dennis Schroeder, Mike Muscala, a future pick. Atlanta has no interest in keeping Melo. They're going to cut him, and that's when he becomes free and clear to sign with the Rockets.
Okay. You heard it here first.
There you have it.
And yesterday first. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we got one segment to go on the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. We'll take you home till 4. AJ and Jerome Solomon, along with John, will take you home till 7 right here, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back to wrap things up. There's no
escape. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sherrara.
Back! Final segment, Usual Suspects, SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. Nick, Joel, and Barry, all here, present and accounted for.
Of course. I've been here the whole time.
Yeah.
No one heard
no
that
one
door
No one saw
shut.
That on the stream.
And
yeah,
no one heard
the,
that door shut.
Yep.
What door?
Okay.
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
So Holly
Look, I don't
says,
poop as fast as y'all. All right?
Nick, that picture you posted, that's not the same chick, is
it's
it?
It does screenshotted
not look
it direct.
Like
I screenshotted it right from her Instagram account.
God, that's
Holly says it's a 36 double H, but if I win, I have to set her up with a date with Jimmy Garoppolo because I got that kind of pull, obviously.
36 double H,
which I guess that you, it says HH. I'm assuming that's double H, right?
So if that is a 36, this picture I saw every bra size available. There's a 30, sorry, there's a 46 double G. I can only, that's like the size of a Volkswagen. It's like you got two Beetles in your...
Yeah, two Volkswagen.
Christina says it's about... She thinks that's a good call, 36. She was going to go with the 36J. And then at Hobo Girl...
ATX Hobo Girl. Get it right.
ATX Hobo Girl, figuring the illusion of the boob size versus the bra size. I don't know. I don't think she gave us a suggestion, so... But yeah. So, yeah.
So what did we settle on?
See, I didn't realize that with the numbers and all that, but if I'll take their word for it on the number, but
so it's either a J or a double H, but it's a 36 for sure.
There is no G?
Yeah, there's a G. So the double H is smaller than a J. Go.
She's saying 32. She's going smaller.
No, ATX, I would go 36J.
Well, that's what Christine Pink Valkyrie I think went with.
Okay. Because it's probably bigger than you think,
she
right?
She said 36J, maybe even a 38J. So I'm guessing they're skipping, like it's in twos?
Yeah, it goes by twos.
Okay.
So either go 36, well, it just depends. Do you think that do they look bigger than they really are? Because then if that's the case, then go with the J. If not, then go with what Holly said, the double H. But I would go 36 for sure. Those ladies know what to talk about.
I was going
to
say, they know what they're talking about better than me in terms of numbers and letters. I just know.
Maybe ATX Hobo Girl can break the tie. Because is it J or is it
she
double
went,
H?
She went 32.
Yeah,
32. She went 32H.
Okay,
is what she did.
Oh, well, now there's a third one because
that's
H,
what I'm saying.
It goes H double H, then J, then double J.
Right.
Damn it.
I'm more of the eye test feel guy. You're the analytic.
Go. That's true. Go in the middle. Go. Well, that didn't sound good. 36 double H because okay. It's H double H and J, and then 32, 36, and 38. Just go 36 right down the middle. 36 double H. That should be your guess. Well, I was way off with a 48G.
So how do you think Jimmy was complimenting her? Like, she can't. Like, what do you say? Like,
he's probably like,
you have a nice. Yeah. Like, what are you going to say? She's heard it all.
Tough day at work? Hard day at work?
How was your, yeah. Hard day at work? I like that. That's pretty good. How was
I mean,
anything come up at the office?
It's another good one.
No? Kind of feel like I'm doing dad jokes with Joel. This is kind of fun, actually.
Any chance you're going to get laid off?
Well done, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done. Now, this show has just devolved into porn puns now. And you know what? I'm not upset about it. Not in the least bit. Oh, that's funny. Well, I hope you win.
I hope so, too.
That would be
now
great.
Now I just
got to
open up a Snapchat account.
What?
No, I'm joking. I got a snap.
You should give it away.
That would be me.
You know what? Do it for the listener appreciation party. Just give them your membership that you win or whatever the hell it is.
I don't know if every listener would appreciate that.
Well.
I'm sure there's a good portion. Well, yeah, yeah. You're right. I would never do something like that. You're right.
Oh, God. There's another joke in there. I can't say it.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, it can't. It involves people here. Okay. Can't do it.
Okay.
But we do hope you win, Nick. Would that be considered a slump buster?
I don't think so. I don't think that would be. Really? I don't think that's a slump buster.
No. No.
I mean, I was criticizing, but the reason why I was criticizing only because I think Jimmy Garoppolo could do better.
That's right.
I agree.
He's dreamy.
But
he should
be
able to.
Is she a plus-sized Latina?
If she is a Latina, because I got her real name, actually.
Oh, did you? Did you get her
Denise
Social Security?
Denise Munoz, I think, is her real name.
Yeah, she's.
Angel sister?
Oh. That was the words of Joel Blank, sir.
Kidding, man.
At Pac-Man
For
Joel.
For all the shots we've gotten from him over the years. There you go.
At Pac-Man Joel with a K, if you want
to
respond.
Oh, he knows how
well, it's going
to
be one of two situations. If he really has a sister, he's going to be upset.
No,
if he doesn't
not.
Have a sister, he's going to be like, what?
What's the phone thing going on up there?
It's just ringing.
Is that just a leftover caller?
It's ringing.
Oh, it's ringing? Oh, well, we don't have interns. You got to take the call. Nick, do your job.
Holly says she may be getting some outside help for you, Nick.
Oh, look at that.
She's reaching out to sources.
By the way, yes. Horn at Horn One on Twitter said, dude, I just searched her videos. She should change her name to Jawbone.
Wow.
Go Jimmy G. And oh, yeah, there's no such thing as too much ass. Also, breaking news, profile picture, he's black. I told you, the black delegation is going to fire away at me telling me There is no such thing as too much ass. That is absolutely
Jerome might even open
but
the show.
But on that
with it.
Note, there was also notes on the TMZ on the article that I posted, which was using pictures and videos from TMZ, but it was either Deadspin or one Barstool or one of those. But they actually said, based on her track record, Jimmy doesn't fit her profile.
What does she usually look
like? She normally looks like in her videos. She tends.
Well, that's different. That's just work.
Well, okay, but
that's
what
like
saying
you only like to.
No, but I'm just saying they like, said that Jimmy doesn't fit the profile of what, because obviously they can only go by what they've seen.
Yeah, but there's a difference though. That's her job. She has to whatever they put, whatever dude they put in front of her, she has to.
I don't think work that's
not whatever dude. She would
yeah,
agree
I don't
to
think
it.
That's true. They still have to say so. Yeah,
it's a contract deal.
Yep. The negotiations.
Have you seen some of the ugly ass dudes in porn?
Yeah, but
you're definitely working with whatever they put in front of you.
Are you kidding me? Didn't you hear about the August Ames story?
No.
She wouldn't do a porn with a guy that did gay porn, and then she got all this backlash.
That's different. Yeah, that's a little bit different, but that had to do with her health. I think when it comes to the
point
attractiveness
is,
or a certain type of if there was like, all right, you can pick from these four guys, she might have a type that she picks from. But if they're like, hey, we want you to do, you know, sleeping with the Kardashians and you're going to pretend like you're Kim and these are your co-stars, she's like, okay.
Yeah, but that's
she's
what I'm
not,
saying. Before
not
she
doing
signs
it because
the
it's
contract,
a, oh, no, I don't. I'm not going to do a redhead. No in, way. Like, the,
right. Well,
just that, whoever's in the movie with her.
In most cases, what, though, before they sign on the dotted line, they want to know who they're working
exactly.
with. And they have the ability to say no.
Absolutely. That's exactly what August Ames did. And that's the reason why she ended up. I mean, it's people make the argument she killed herself because of all the backlash for not taking that gig.
I get it, but that's different. That's her healthy fear of AIDS. We're not talking
your,
about the fact that
initial,
she don't like
your
a redhead.
Your initial comment, though, Barry, was it, she, they, work with, they work with whoever they – like she has to take whoever – she doesn't have to take anybody. That's fact.
She doesn't have to do the movie. You are correct.
Perfect. That's it.
But if they know that this guy looks like Rob Kardashian and he's definitely in the movie and you definitely have to have sex with him, either you do the movie or you don't, but you don't get to say, no, I want a different guy because Rob, that guy's
right.
not my type.
I would agree with that, but you were saying that you got to put whatever she has to do whatever
oh,
whoever they
yeah,
get.
No.
That's what you said. Those are the words you use.
You can turn down the movie, but whatever guy that they're picking is probably who's gonna. Yeah, boy, we sound like we know what we're talking about. We got pretty passionate about our porn, aren't
well,
we?
Well, it was. It's kind of obvious. It's not whoever you just work with whoever we give you. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that outside of porn. That's the reason why I was disagreeing with you. You can't just force somebody to work with somebody. You have to give them the option.
I mean, can't you though? Joel and I just looked at each other. Yeah. I mean, can't you though?
Yeah, you had an option to say no.
Yeah. I mean, that's duh.
Yeah.
Like everybody has the option to say no.
Right. But you had an option to say no. You can't force anybody to work with anybody.
I think you're splitting hairs on the comment.
I'm really not. I think I'm you listen back to the podcast. I'm pretty sure you said that she has to work with anybody they give her.
If she wants to do the movie, yes.
Well, she doesn't have to work with anybody. They
oh, my God. We're beating a dead horse here.
Yeah. We're about done for the day. We do appreciate you guys being a part.
Now I hope he doesn't
the
win.
The usual suspects.
I hope he loses.
Oh, the Dolphins are going to start suspending players who protest. That's just coming down the line.
Oh, wow.
Say it, Barry.
Dolphins are going to start
suspensions, fines, or both.
Wow.
If you
protest the anthem. Yeah.
Boy, would have liked to have that an hour ago to discuss.
The D lineman.
More
for
of that on the blitz.
Yeah, the D lineman for the Titans came out and said he's going to do it again this year with the fist up in the air, too. So there's something there for you. Just breaking you news before we get out of here. It's Fred on vacation. So it's AJ. It is Jerome Solomon. And it is Jong. The blitz is next. Don't go anywhere. Right here on SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. Have a good night, everybody.